Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Kara Insights, where we talk all things GIS. Thank you for joining in. Let's begin. First things first, Happy New Year, and I hope you're well. Hope you started the year well. Sorry, I went on a little break, but I'm back, and I'm back to giving you the scoop on the GIS news. Today I want to just talk about how does the GIS market look in 2022, and what are we expecting as you as a GIS analyst? What can you do to make this year a good year and maybe grow your career? Yeah, so we'll be talking about that. And I hope that this is going to be a good year for you, also for me. When I start, I read an article that the GIS market is has grown by around 12% from last year. So this is actually good news for GIS practitioners. That means that there's a need for GIS analysts and GIS developers and GIS data scientists. So that's good, and this is projected to grow next year by another 10%. I'll put a link in the description about the study. So, and I was really excited about this. So 2022 is looking like a strong year for the GIS community. Also, there are many scholarships. I was just doing my research and realized that there are many scholarships regarding GIS practitioners. Like, wow, just go to GIS scholarships. Just Google GIS scholarships. And you see there are many openings, especially in Europe and in the US. So that's good news. So if you want to apply for a scholarship, why not try? And something happened, and another thing that caught my eyes is that there are several GIS conferences happening this year. I know that there are two. There's one in Nice by ISPRA, there's one by Geospatial World. Man, and there's just many. Just Google it again, GIS conferences, and what they are doing. They're actually asking for papers, for you to submit papers and abstracts so you can go and present. So there's a lot is happening. Of course, papers are being written, and also organizations, startups are raising money. You know, GIS enabled startups are actually raising money. So it looks like a promising year. I don't know about you, but I'm very optimistic about this year, especially in the GIS market. And this is the year I think ISPRA is launching the new ArcMap, if I'm not wrong. And so another thing that they will not be producing ArcGIS Pro. So it's the ArcMap that they will not be producing. So they launch a new ArcGIS Pro, and I'm pretty excited to see what features it will have. And you notice that GIS is slowly going into data science and machine learning and artificial intelligence. I've said this like a million times, which is true. Yeah, so that's just a few things that are going on in the market. And I'm looking forward to 2022. I'm looking forward for this podcast. Of course, other things I'm trying. And hopefully I'll be posting at least once every 2 weeks. Let's say that. Or once every 3 weeks. And yes, I can't wait to interact with you and just see what you have, and let's go through this journey together. Thank you, and I want to wish you a happy new year and a blessed year. Take care, and thank you for listening.